MLF Heavy Hitters is about to start, and this should be one of the funnest events to watch all year. Fancy Fishing and Regular just checking out the live because they should catch some giant bass, and we can find out if Jacob Wheeler can finally bring home a Heavy Hitter title. Peeking at Caney Creek Reservoir, where they're going to start near Monroe, Louisiana, then they'll eventually move on to Bussy Break. But like, here's like a current temperature breakdown from Omnia Fishing and their temperature maps, and it looks like you got waters as low as the 50s and high as the upper 60s. Looking at some of the fishing reports from early March, there were some fish starting to spawn already, so I expect this to be the tail end of the spawn, post-spawn event. I think there will be some fish caught off beds, but I think it's going to be kind of a mixed bag, and I think it'll be more people fishing for them than sight fishing for them in these events. And also, based on the weather, it doesn't look like great weather for sight fishing on the forecast as they fish the 24th through the 29th. It's a multiple day event across two venues. So I think sight fishing will play a little bit, but I wouldn't bank your entire roster completely on sight. Caney Creek seems to be a little bit more of a traditional reservoir. I think there is some grass in it. They can fish weed lines. They can fish points and staging fish. There is some shallow cover. I think there's going to be a lot more varied options on Caney Creek than those first two rounds, four days of fishing for the qualifying rounds, where 15 anglers from each group fish 2 days. Combined weight, every fish counts again now. So Heavy Hitters is an every fish counts event. So keep that in mind as you pick your teams and do your tiebreakers. We'll add that the minimal scoreable bass for Caney Creek is 2 pounds, but on the knockout and championship round, the minimal scoreable bass will be 3 pounds. Should make things pretty exciting. So the field, to get in, they must fish 2 days each, 15. The top eight move on, so they have to finish in the top half of their field to make the knockout and the final rounds. So you kind of want some anglers that maybe a little more versatile, but then as they get into Bussy Break, based on last year and what this lake looks like, I think you're going to see a lot more shallow flipping and grinding once you get to Bussy Break. So consider that as you build your team and you want the most total weight to win prizes. So I definitely think like last year, you know, on Caney Creek, which was much earlier in the year, but drop shots played, jerkbaits played, lipless crankbaits, a lot of things played around the grass and different cover on Caney Creek. But once they got to Bussy Break, they were mainly flipping. So we'll see how that shapes up this year, being a little bit later in the spring. You know, they're completely pre-spawn last time to probably mostly post-spawn with a little bit of spawn this time. I definitely think you're going to see a lot of options, a lot of different patterns, techniques on Caney Creek. But then once they get up shallow, I think you're going to see chatterbaits flipping, maybe some swim jigs, like these Super K swim jigs, which the leaders in the Beat Halibass event are in good position to get gift cards for Super K jigs. So if you want to play along, you can join the Beat Halibass groups for all these games. Links and codes down below in the description and the pinned comment on how to join and get your chance to win some Super K gift cards. And I think some colors like these, I got my my River Gill here, which is one of my favorite colors and kind of moderate stain to clear water. And then I kind of got my Mission Style, which I like in a little bit dirtier water. So those are just a couple of the standard custom colors that you can get from Super K. And they're fine, made in the USA, hand-tied, made in Wisconsin jigs. And if you can't wait, there's a code right here, HELIBASS15, to order yourself some custom-made jigs and support a local tackle company and support the channel. Now let's jump into the picks. Peeking in at the Beat Halibass League, I'm in 71st. I'm about 200-300 pounds behind Mark Blagstad, who is doing very well as he's been a very solid contender in fantasy fishing games. So he's got the inside track on the Super K jigs. You got until Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, to get your picks in for the regular game. Group A, I'm going to go Chris Lane because I think he's really good in this type of cover and fishing. Think back to his Red River win in the Classic. I think he's very comfortable here. Dakota Ebear, I don't think he's super familiar with these waters, but he is a Louisiana native, and I like his chances. Plus, he's just red hot fire fishing right now. Alton Jones Jr., picking him because he did really well last year in Heavy Hitters. He's fishing really well, and I think if there are some sight fish to be found, I like Alton Jones Jr. chances to catch a couple of those. Stephen Browning, I just think his kind of Arkansas-style fishing, chatterbaits, fish and shallow, he's going to be very comfortable. I expect him to do really well. And then lastly, for my over 40 pick, I like Zach Burge. I think he's a very talented angler, got a little chip on his shoulder, and I like him to do well in this tournament. Group B, Wheeler, he's an every week pick regardless, and I think he really would like a Heavy Hitter title to hang on the mantle. So I like his chances here, and he was very dominant on Caney Creek last time they're here, so I expect him to do well here. Andy Morgan, I think if he can get to that final round and he can flip, he should be really, really strong at Bussy Break. Edwin Evers, much like Stephen Browning, should be very comfortable in all this type of water. I expect him to do well. Jordan Lee, just try to pick Jordan Lee all the time. And then for my over 40, Dustin Cannell, not fishing the best, but he's still very talented. And I think he'll figure some things out. And I like him as my best pick on the over 40 points. Tiebreaker. What will the winner's final day total weight be for one day every fish? And I'm thinking like 40-some pounds. I don't think they're going to catch a ton of fish, but they're going to catch some big ones. So I'm thinking, you know, 10, 12, 15 fish and 3-4 pounds each, something like that. So use your best judgment. But I think the final round, they're going to catch them pretty good. In the Beat Hellebass Predictor game, I'm 8th. I'm hanging right in there. I'm only 3 points behind Ryan Crowley, who's all by himself. But there are several others of us that are very close. Going to keep him honest in the chase for some Super K gift cards. Don't forget the show more buttons when you're looking at these questions. Which general tire bass pro do you like best? I like Elton Jones Jr. I put him on the teams. I also like Edwin Evers here. They'll be my two picks, but I'm going to go Elton Jones Jr. because I want to make up some ground here, and I think more people will pick Evers. Which top 15 finisher from last year's heavy hitter will be presented, be the highest finisher this year? I like Stephen Browning. I think there's a lot of good picks here. You could make a case for Lee, Roy, Shryrock, Burge, but I'm going Browning. Biggest $50,000 bass. So in each round, the qualifying rounds, the biggest bass in those first 4 days is worth $25,000. The biggest bass in the knockout rounds worth $50,000. And the biggest bass on the final day for the top 10 anglers is worth $100,000. And that's the same amount to win the tournament. So there is some interesting strategy here. If a guy's fallen out of it, not doing great, he may go for one big fish. He may fish big bites. He may scour the banks for a big spawner, a late spawner. So interesting strategies could unwrap themselves during this tournament. In the knockout round, I know they caught some giants. They caught some 10 and 12 pounders on these lakes last time they're here, but we're coming in later. We're going to be more post-spawn, less pre-spawn. I think they're going to be lighter. I'm going to go 7 to 9 pounds for both of the two rounds on what's going to be the biggest. Now, they definitely could catch a 9-plus or an 11, but I think the smart play is the 7 to 9 pound and maybe the 9 pound, but I think the 11 pounds is a big stretch. How many total bass over 5 pounds will be caught during the championship round? So in the top 10 anglers are on Bussy Break. How many total? I'm thinking around average 3 apiece. I think they're going to catch big ones. They may not catch a ton of them, so I'm going to go like 33. Maybe that's a little aggressive. We'll find out. And then total scoreable bass for the winner. I think he's only going to catch about 12 bass on the final day, but he's probably going to have 40, 50 pounds. They're going to be good ones. And that are my picks for the predictor game. And I know some of you are doing well. I've seen it in the comments. Some of you guys are winning rods and reels, winning prize packs, doing really well in the game.